And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So we had a family 40th on the weekend.
Nice. Are you allowed to tell us who?
My brother-in-law, his 40th birthday. What a time. And it's so nice because, you know, you love a big party, especially when it's a WOG one and there's free spirits on the bar.
Hey.
And everyone's always so like, what? Free spirits? Yeah. So it's a good time. And our families know how to party. So it's you know, it's never dull when you say that.
Was it a house party or
venue
party?
No, it was at the Bridge Hotel in Werribee, which recently I just found out why it's called the Bridge Hotel. Because it's like...
near a bridge?
Across from the bridge?
Yeah, well, I didn't get that. That just occurred to me. Did you guys know?
Of course. Generally, that's why a place would be called the Bridge Hotel.
No, but you know how it's like...
No.
You know how things just have names, and I just, my brain's just like, oh, well, that's just the name
but
for
you've
it.
You've spent 35 years sort of in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. I didn't realise it was because it was near a bridge, to be honest.
When I drove past and I saw it was called the bridge and then could see across from it a bridge, I went, oh, yeah, and kept driving.
Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2.
Very first time I ever went through there.
I was going to say, well, why is the railway? Yeah, no, that makes sense too. The railway hotel. It all makes sense. Look, someone might have just found that out as well. Maybe you just found out why it's called the bridge. 5-2. No, but I was tasked with doing something for the party, and that was picking up the cake.
Why? Why do people keep doing this?
Thank you.
Why do people keep asking you to bring things?
Yeah, no.
Or do official. What? Remember the balloon? Remember you tried to take your sister's birthday balloon in the car? And
I know. And I closed the boot on my face.
Yeah.
And I nearly knocked myself out. Okay, this is the thing. This is why I was like, I'm happy to help. And Kim, my sister's like, do you mind picking up the cake? Because it was at, I'll give him a shout out, Beat It Frosted in town. Her name was Kate. And the cake was unreal.
Awesome.
Moist. Yeah, right. And I don't normally like saying that, but damn, that cake was moist and it was delicious, right? So, Beat It Frosted. Yeah. Great. Right. Not a paid presentation. But Kate was lovely because I said to Jimmy, I'm like, right, we've got to make sure the car's, you know, a certain way, we've got to have it made. Because we're staying over, we had bags and stuff. I'm like, we've got to make sure we've got room for the cake and everything. It's a big deal, right? Yeah. So the cake, because it's a nice cake and there was like 100-something people there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Big cake.
It was a big cake and it came in a box. Mm. Bless Kate from Beat It Frosted. She came out of her house and was like, here. I said, oh, can I come around and pick it up? She's like, yeah, I'll make sure I'm home, blah, blah, blah. Came around, came out with the cake and was like, here, I'll help you put it in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much, because just quietly I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Because if anyone's going to stuff something up, it is me, closely followed by Jimmy. Right?
Yeah.
The two of us, we're lovable people, great hearts, but unfortunately we trip over things, we're quite quirky, and things just seem to happen, right?
And you leave Wombie in the back seat, is that?
No. He wasn't with us.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't with
us.
So
now
anyway,
I can breathe a bit.
So we went to put in the cake, and I said, I'll just put it on the seat. And she goes, oh, no, it's much better if it's on the floor. Because on the seat, it's a bit of an angle.
Yeah.
No. See.
Could it have sat on Jimmy's lap?
Yeah. Why?
Jimmy's lap?
Why wouldn't you have it on your lap and hold it?
No.
Because it's too big a cake and you don't want it like on your lap.
What are you doing putting it in the boot then?
No. So we put it on the floor in the car. She said that's the best place
back
for
seat.
It. Back
if
seat.
If it is small enough to fit in the footwell or the back of your car, then it's small enough to go on a lap. I'm sorry.
No, it was tall.
Oh, tall.
It's tall, right? Right? Yeah. It was like thick, like.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
All right, so we Googled
that. Hear that in trending. Hear that in trending later. No, anyway. But, and I was just, so anyway, that made me spiral because then poor Jimmy, every time he was braking and driving, I was like, be careful, we've got the cake and it's the centrepiece of the whole birthday. And if something goes wrong with the cake, then I get in trouble.
It would make sense that you then sat in the back with it,
next to it,
like to maybe keep your hand on the box or something so that it doesn't move
around.
Well,
that's just what I'm assuming happened.
No. So I pulled the front seat up so far that I had my knees in my neck and I just sat like that the whole way.
But why didn't you sit in the back
seat? No, because it was all secure. It's fine, right?
Fine. But was
anyway, it? Then we got to Werribee South and I was going to put it in Mum and Dad's fridge before we went to the party, right? Mm. And I'm holding it and as I'm holding it, it was quite windy and then the walls were kind of... And I was like, oh, my God. And all I saw in my vision was my beautiful sister Kim being like, what happened to the cake?
Yeah, you had one job.
You had one job,
yeah.
Right? It's fine. We got the cake into the fridge.
Yeah.
And then I tasked Mum with the rest of the
job.
And then Jimmy brought the cake on his lap to the party.
Good. Okay.
And then we got it
now
in.
Now it can go.
Now it can go.
And
then it seems like
now and now it's on display. Now it's on display and it's all good. Okay. And then I did notice at one point I did have frosting on the side of me. Because I've accidentally walked into it at some point. But apart from that, it was all good. But I'd just like to say, please don't ask me to do important things. Because the stress of it, it's just, I've been told to calm down by a lot of people on the weekend. And
including
it's just,
us.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Do your own things. I'll throw money at the problem, but I don't want to pick anything good up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
But in other big trending news, you want to drop in with this fact, Lingy.
No, I don't.
You do. Go on.
No. No. Well, no, because Boss Man's got that look on his face.
No. I want to know. You dropped us a tease, so finish it.
It was a silly tease because back at, you know, the old crooners, Paul Anka, who wrote Frank Sinatra's biggest hit, My Way.
Oh, yes.
He's been interviewed recently.
My Way sounds like this.
And may I say, not in a shy way, oh, no.
That's a really good
one. Yeah. Paul Anka wrote that. Paul Anka wrote that when he was 24.
There we go.
There we go.
In the end. Gosh.
He's been interviewed on a podcast recently because he's got a documentary coming out.
Oh, cool.
Obviously a good singer himself, but wrote that song. Been covered by Elvis Presley and Sid Vicious as well. Just a little side thing.
Nice.
He confirmed in the podcast the long-standing rumours about Frank Sinatra and his crown jewels.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
His what?
His... Well, that's what it says in the article.
Crown jewel.
His...
No, but I think of that as the...
Oh, okay. Well, no.
No.
The crown. The jewel on top.
No, but I think crown jewels is the hanging fruit.
Anyway, what he is saying was, and this is his comment, yeah, it was huge. That's all it says from Paul Anka. So Frank Sinatra... There you go.
I've got Santa Claus is Coming to Town here by Frank Sinatra, but with Cyndi Lauper, so I'm worried she's going to come in.
There we go. Checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty at night. Santa Claus is coming.
So when they called him Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to touch that one any further. Unless Cyndi Lauper said what Frank Sinatra's second wife, Ava Gardner, said about him.
Which is what?
I'm not going to. Anyway, that's what's trending.
See,
for more information.
You can't. Go on.
Google it yourself, everybody out there.
That's what she said.
Yep.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You guys, when I first started this morning, asked me how my weekend was. It was wonderful because I got to catch up with a whole bunch of my old teammates. We had our annual Premiership reunion.
Yes.
We call it reunion. Everyone says, oh, what year? Like, what year are you celebrating? We don't do it like that. It's sort of that whole period, you know, roughly 2007 to 2011, that really fun sort of group of years. Mm-hmm. Everyone who was involved at the club then is welcome to come along. We try and do it every single year.
Who pays for it?
Well, sometimes we have very, very kind people who come along and look after us. And other times the club will chip in a little bit, or other times we'll chip in a bit ourselves. Did different things. And we've tried to mix it up over the years. What I got the idea of, actually, the Bombers, your old mob, they do an annual every single Premiership player who's alive lunch, grand final week.
Cool.
That's cute.
And Matty Lloyd was telling me about it 15 years ago, and I said, oh, hey, I want to start doing something like that every single year, everyone from that era, and we've just tried to build it. You know, went to the Dunkeld races one year, pubs in Melbourne, but now we do pubs in Geelong. Went to the Belmont Hotel, you know, the rooftop.
Great
spot. Brilliant spot for it, perfect. And had a great turnout.
And so when you arrived, did you have the staff remove everyone from
Because that's what normally happens. Or? You don't book it in advance, and then, I mean, this time of year there's Christmas parties, birthdays, and instead of booking it beforehand, he just rocks up and says, well, come on.
He just walks up to the bar and goes, Oh, yes, Mr. Ling. Sorry, Mr. Ling.
With some friends.
We'll remove it. We'll get, everybody up. Oh, no, you're halfway through a meal. No, that's all right. You can eat it inside.
Yeah. Off you go.
And being up on the rooftop of the Belmont, you just go straight over the edge into High Street. That's perfect. No, jokes.
You guys finish your food?
Right now. See ya.
Brett, it was so good to see everyone there. Cookie came along, Brian Cook.
Oh, cool.
CEO, nice. Now the retired CEO. He's finished up. I'm sure he'll still keep himself busy. Like, Sal was there, Podsy was there, who lives in Melbourne these days. Tommy Harley was an apology because he's moving down to Victoria next year to take up the new role at the AFL. Yeah. So he's like, can't quite organise another trip. But heaps of that. Cal was there, Stevie, Otto, Boris, like all the boys who still live around Geelong. So it was great. You know what the biggest outcome of this whole thing was? Yeah. You'll be very, very proud of me. They made me finally move with the times.
Huh?
So I've organised this reunion now for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I've done it via email the whole time. I've got wrong email addresses. I've got ones that are still bouncing back, and they've bounced back for the last 10 years, and I haven't bothered changing them or anything like that sort of stuff. I'm like, just, hey, anyone who doesn't know about it, just let them know.
Put the word out.
Finally, I had that many people tell me that we need to shift to this thing called WhatsApp. And if we just put together like a WhatsApp group, it'll be so much easier. We can share some photos of the day.
Nice.
We can have some banter throughout the year. People will reply because no one ever replies to my email.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday morning, despite having quite a hangover, I sat there and I created a WhatsApp group.
Well done, Cameron. I was so proud
of myself.
Nice. Well done.
And I got more replies to my first WhatsApp post than I did in 15 years worth of emails.
Yeah, it's funny that.
I've done it. This should be easy to organise from now.
Immediately mutes the chat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
This is where we try and get some of those clams out of your pocket, Cameron, and into a business idea.
Yes. Will I invest in what you are selling, what you are pitching? Maybe a little idea for Christmas or something like we could make a few extra bucks.
You don't get to ask.
Okay.
Because it's the clams that come up. You're the big prawn, not a shark. And we are clams ideas.
And I did muddy the waters by, because you know how people call
clams
money clams?
Yeah, no, I do, and it's fine, I get it.
And the best way when you're trying to convince somebody to invest is to tell them to be quiet. That's a good start.
Well, guess what? It's called
business.
Neggy?
Yeah.
Guys love it.
Business chat too. It's very direct.
Hit me with it.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
All right, business idea. You know how Shazam lets you
Shazam
songs?
If music's playing, you Shazam it, it could tell you what the song is. Yes.
What about if we did that but for smells?
Yes.
What can I smell? Hey Siri, tell me what I'm smelling right now.
Yes.
And she uses Shazam. Oh, stop. She's like, sorry.
Why?
I shouldn't have known better than to
say. You do it all the time.
Siri was listening again.
Yeah.
What, like, why? Why do we need to know the smells?
How often do you, you know, or like, so maybe it's an aftershave that you like and that you've smelt on someone else, but you don't want to be weird and be like, hey, man, what are you wearing?
Sometimes it's like a nostalgic smell and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that? And they're like, it's your Bubba's Oris.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Or, I'm hoping that's food.
Yeah. I'm worried what it is. Or if it was in our studio, it would come up as like, that was Tom.
That was Tom's farts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly right. If it could narrow down who actually dealt it.
Yeah.
Come on. Is that not a good business idea, mate?
Now we're talking. Now what are we thinking?
Invest or not?
It's just, do I have any ideas? Like, can I ask questions about technology to actually accomplish this?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want me to get bogged down in details?
No.
We just need to add into your phone just some olfactory sensors that will actually... We've got the technology. We just don't have it in the phone yet. We do have the technology.
Yeah.
Have we?
Maybe. Yeah, you just stick it on the back of your phone and then download an app.
Who's
running this pitch?
For the fun part, not the nostalgic, not the, oh, that's the smell of cut grass in spring and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The fun of knowing who dealt it.
Yeah.
I no longer need to smell it to know who dealt it. Yeah. I've got an app for this.
Yeah.
That works amazing.
He's on board. He's on board. Copyright. Copyright, everybody.
Copyright.
Imagine what you could do in meetings.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that was... I won't say anyone in our building. I was going to use someone's name there, but I'm too scared now.
You don't know anyone else's name.
That's right. Oh. All right. Successful prawn tank this week.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Before we wrap the show for today, just a little apology. Now, I'm not in this Facebook group, but I'll send a screenshot from Geelong Name and Shame.
Oh, okay.
It's one of these ones that sort of probably once a year, twice a year maybe, they'll do a little drive-by on us, whether it's us personally or K-Rock as a brand.
Yeah. Play more rockets in your name!
Yeah. Remember that time I got separated at birth? I think this was in the Take the Pee Geelong one. I was separated at birth, myself and Sam Powell Pepper. I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, hey, is that just... You're saying that just because they're both bald? Like, that's the only similarities that we have.
I don't know who it is, so I can only,
The other one was it last year that some guy got on and called us something?
Yeah, someone said, Loggy, enough of your political crap. Stick to your jokes.
No, yeah. No, we get that anyway. We get that. People call and tell us.
I've had that anyway, on a phone call before.
On Saturday.
You weren't even getting political.
Got sent a screenshot from Geelong Name and Shame. There was a post on there. Not sure if it's still on there. As I say, I can't get in and have a look at it. But it says, shame on K-Rock for not being at Reggae Fest. Great cause.
Okay.
That's from Sandy. Sandy Gibbs.
Sandy, why is so angry?
Yeah, A. B, did you not catch all the love that we gave? We love Marianne and Damien.
Exactly.
And we gave them heaps of love.
Nikki Bomber was actually in the studio on Friday for half an hour with the Reggae Fest crew.
I personally didn't make it on Saturday, but I had stuff going on with the girls. I had every intention of getting there and I was not able to.
Yeah.
But I heard it was good. It was a good festival.
Also, great cause, because it's not like they were raising money for reggae.
No, it's raising money to buy.
It's like what? It was a great festival. Great cause, though, Sandy.
And also, just finally, we were all over Queenscliff Music Festival over the weekend as well. So there was plenty going on around town. We were down at Revival. There was heaps happening.
There was so much happening.
We were just sort of spread as thin as we bloody could be.
Yeah.
But did not live up to Sandy's expectations. So
sorry
about that, Sandy.
Sorry.
No doubt you had a wonderful time at Reggae Fest regardless, and we will do better next time. And that's all I've got to say.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.